The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
As women, we go through many different seasons wearing a lot of different hats. And sometimes, even though you're a mom, it looks different when you're a mom to a toddler to when you're an empty nester and then you're a grandma. And I know from talking to mom, there are moments where you're going, well, who, like, what's my purpose now? You know, what do I do now?
Whatever season of life you're in right now, God's goodness, love, and grace is for you. His daughter. Next.
Welcome to Life Today. Betty, you said you got three women here, and they happen to be members of our family, our daughter and our granddaughter. And I would rather all of you do the talking. But our daughter Rhonda's here. This is Rhonda. How many children do you have?
Four.
And how many grandchildren do you have?
11 is on the way.
11 is on the way. That's how many we have.
Yes.
Do you think you may have even more?
You know, I hear rumor of that, but it's very likely. So,
are you okay with that?
I'm great with that.
It's beautiful.
There's so much fun.
And just immediately, here is her daughter, his daughter. She really wants you to know that. Above. She wants every woman to know that you can be the daughter of the perfect Father, the King, the Creator. God Himself wants to be your father. You be his daughter, his son. Lainey, are you just kind of overwhelmed that God would take a girl that struggled with herself, wondering who she was, becoming who you already are, but he's the only one that can really show you who you already are and who you can be with his power? Mm-hmm. Are you a little bit overwhelmed and amazed at what you're seeing?
Absolutely. Honestly, not amazed at myself, but when I think back to, you know, a lot of the insecurity that I used to live in on a daily basis that a lot of people really didn't even know about. Honestly, I tried to hide it a lot. But yeah, I mean, I look at my life and I just see God's goodness, his faithfulness, you know, the confidence that it really gives you when you realize you don't have it all together, and that's okay, and you don't have to, and none of us have it all together. And I think the lie that many of us as women believe is that we do have to have it all together, and we try to even fool each other into believing that we have it all together. But I talk about this in the book, but you know, when you walk into a room full of women or full of people, I think many, no matter who you are, that can be overwhelming. You know, it's like, You're thinking about what everybody's thinking, what they're looking at, you know, everything. But when you realize everybody truly desires the same thing that you're desiring, that kind of fades away. You know, you realize they just want to be loved and accepted just like I do. It's just not everyone's as willing to show it. Mm-hmm. And I think I've realized throughout my life, being open with my struggles, being open with brokenness that I've walked through, I can actually help so many more people. And my pretending like I have it all together doesn't help anyone, you know? Then everyone just feels like they have to be perfect. But if I'm open with my brokenness, open with insecurities that I have, that's when God's strength comes in. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, it's in our weakness that his strength, you know, I'll boast all the more gladly in my weakness that Christ's power, you know, may abound. Like, I want that in my life. I want people to not look at me and go, wow, she's really got it all together. Look at her conferences. Look at her book. Like, I never thought I would put on a conference. I never thought I would write a book. Like, that's just a fruit of honestly wanting people to know what is true about who their father is. And wow. I honestly never thought I would write anything. Mom homeschooled us growing up, and I hated writing. But I do remember the first time I fell in love with writing, Mom said, you can write about anything you want to write about today. And I was probably 10 years old, maybe, I don't know, 10 or 11. And that day I wrote about fear. I wrote about the fear I was dealing with of darkness, turning the light out, fear of being kidnapped as a child. Like, those things were very real to me. And I remember writing about the lies the enemy was spoon feeding me. And then I read it to my mom, and I remember Mom was like, wow, like, that actually moved her. And I remember going, okay, I can actually, like, I actually think I like writing if I can bring people into freedom. And that didn't mean I was secure and free for the rest of my life, you know, but that's a journey, that's life. Yeah. And I want people to know that with this book, because nobody wakes up every day feeling like a million bucks. Like, it just, we all go through seasons. We all go through needing to be reminded what's true.
God doesn't expect what He does in our lives to be kept a secret.
Yeah.
He wants people to know the difference that He can make in everyone's life, that it can be life-changing, and that we feel free to share that through our example or through the opportunities we get one-on-one, whatever the situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Rhonda, tell us what you think when you're watching your daughter.
Well,
this is not your only one for sure, and you have granddaughters.
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on in your mind
when
you watch
when I watch her and even just listen to what you were talking about and her homeschooling and when you're talking about her writing this book, when there became things that were in her heart that she was passionate about, and that's her Jesus and what He's done in her life, that became an easy thing of just wanting to get that out because she couldn't keep it in. And so watching that, I've actually at times, as I read, you know, was reading her book and just talking to her at times and her even just sharing things that she was hearing from the Lord and what was going on in her life and just the freedom and the comfort and the hope and just His goodness to her at times as she, you know, would write. And then I would read it. She said, Mom, would you read this? To me, I actually would tell her at times, I don't mean this in any way, you know, that other than to say, I know you didn't write that, in a sense of it. And I don't mean that like in downing her, like she couldn't write. I mean, I'm just saying the way that it would come out and the reality and life.
It was bigger than her.
Life
of
Jesus was bigger than her.
Yeah.
Right. And so I experienced that myself, just like I know you, I've heard you say, Mom, that... you at 80, you needed this. Mm-hmm. And I've told her that over and over again, even as I would read. I'd say, I need to be reminded of this continually because everything in our world tells us differently.
Yeah.
And we're being bombarded by that all the time. So I need a continual reminder that I belong to Him. Mm-hmm. And I told Lainey the other day, actually, we were just out taking a walk, and I said, I haven't told you this yet, but the other day you gave me a sweatshirt. And all it said was daughter on it. And I said, after you left and gave me my gift, I said, I put it on. And I said, when I put it on, I wept. And I said, I didn't realize.
It's okay.
I didn't realize how just that statement of my identity and who I am to Him and what He's done in my life and as I know you talk about in there and of just the righteousness that we've been given as a gift through Jesus and what He paid for, that when we put that on and when I put that daughter sweatshirt on, I just had these flashbacks basically of my life, of the time from the time as a little girl when I first believed in Him, in my Jesus, and became His daughter. And that way, the bombardment of the enemy and the lies, I look back and I'm like, that's when they started.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they really started back that young. And so, it's been a lifetime of those being replaced by the truth of who my Jesus is and what He's done in my heart and my life. And I need reminded of that. Continually. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter at what age, you know. And so when she's over and over to me, she says, Mom, I want, you know, what I've written in this book to bring freedom and life and the reminder of His goodness and His deep love for them as women of all ages, to just be reminded. She said, it doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, those are things, because there's just a constant attack for those truths and who He is and who we are because of Him to be stolen.
Have you found, Lainey, that in communication with some of these women that have come to your event, that a lot of they're finding out that you experience some of, a lot of the same things they're going through that the enemy tells them they're the only one.
Yes.
And so you keep it to yourself. Don't dare share your heart with anyone. And when they find out that other people deal with fear, with insecurities, all kind of baggage that the enemy tries to put on us and work in our lives to destroy our life in Jesus. Do you find that they are surprised and they think, oh, I can be delivered from all
that's why I was saying, like, share your brokenness. You know, not to stay broken, but some of my healthiest, most amazing friendships are the ones that we went, we got so close so fast because we were not afraid to share our brokenness. We were actually so broken that we had to share it. And then we went, no, we're not going to stay there. You share your brokenness because you know a healer. You share your brokenness to go towards freedom, to go towards life. It's not to just stay there, to stay, you know, in that broken place, but because we know a healer, because we know hope, you know, there's always somewhere to go. And I definitely think women too, when you see another woman be free or be confident, you think they never have dealt with struggles. You know, you think they've never had any insecurity. But every single woman on the face of this earth, whether they will realize it or admit it or not, has dealt with insecurity, you know, unless Jesus has met it. And I think, like, just because you even know Jesus and he lives in your heart, there are days where I still deal with insecurity. And I have to be reminded that I don't have to live there, that I have a firm hope, a firm security in my Jesus. You know, a scripture I always, in that season, honestly, of becoming free, I would cling to was Proverbs 14:26. And it talks about, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. But it wasn't really what I was pursuing because I was in such a broken place. I didn't even know how to do that. I was like, I need a savior. I need a refuge. I need someone to pick me up, to take this weight, this blanket off of me and heal me and redeem what I've walked through. And that's what he does. You know, that's when you meet him as a father and you realize I'm a daughter, you know, and that's the best thing I'll ever be. It's the only thing that I'll, you know, be forever. You know, I feel like as women, one of the reasons I even wanted to do this all together, because we're all in different seasons, you know, and we've all played different roles in life. You know, as women, we go through many different seasons wearing a lot of different hats. And sometimes, even though you're a mom, it looks different when you're a mom to a toddler to when you're an empty nester and then you're a grandma. And I know from talking to mom, there are moments where you're going, well, who, like, what's my purpose now? You know, what do I do now that all my kids are gone? And so even in writing this book, I thought about that so much. My heart was really on the woman who is in that place going, what's my season now? And mom has always said, you know, God takes us from glory to glory. He doesn't do something that he specifically...
when I was at that specific place some years ago when you were basically letting me know you were out of here, you know, and all the others were kind of doing the same thing, I just was like, God, what now? This is what I dreamed of. So now what? And I felt like he just stopped me in my kitchen one afternoon and I was asking those questions as I had been doing for a bit. And I just heard him say, Rhonda, I don't do less than seasons. And it's like, I didn't even need to know what was next in that way. I just, that promise, you know, to me, there was peace and rest when I heard it, because I thought, it doesn't really matter what's ahead, because my Jesus doesn't do less than seasons. So he has something good for me. I don't know, it was like a weight lifted.
And that's the thing, like, when you know his character, when you know he's good, when you know he's kind, those, like, fear falls away. You know, you're not worried about the future. Of course, we have moments where we're worried, you know, we're human. But I have found that when you know him, when you know who he is, you know his heart for you, you trust whatever the next day will hold. You know, mom and I were literally just talking the other day about walking through miscarriage and, you know, the loss of Rory and how much that was, of course, so broken. I would never choose that.
No.
But the life that God can bring out of what is death on earth, the life that he has brought through my son. You know, I have an amazing daughter. I enjoy her life every day, but I'm enjoying the life of my son just in a different way because of what's eternal, what is forever, the hope of Christ. And, you know, his life has brought so much life to my life. You know, it's given me so much purpose and given me a way to connect with women through brokenness and through their story to remind them that God has hope for them and they can walk whole. So I just, through that, I was just hearing, you know, when you know his heart, when you know who he is.
Well, we discovered even that just talking the other day when we, because we both did go through at about the same time, and not at the same time, but I'm saying years before, the same time in our pregnancies of losing little boys. And yet we both made the discovery kind of the other day that our response, while it hurt and we asked so many questions and still don't have answers in so many ways, but yet we both had the same conclusion in where our comfort came from. Because I told her, I said, I remembered going from home from the hospital and telling my husband, her daddy, at that time, you know, I said, I don't really understand or know what's happening. I could be really angry and all that, but I feel so loved. And so, to me, it's like that's what she's talking about in that relationship, that even no matter what you go through, as painful it is, there's something you can't explain with him.
There's something about during that brokenness, God really does pick us up and hold us close. And that's what I love about your book, Lainey. It's not an age limit book, you know. It's for all ages. And like I told you earlier, I was surprised that it affected me like it did. And it's the kind of book you can read through and then go back and where you've marked, you can be reminded. And I think we have to be reminded of God's love and who we are. We're his daughters.
Let me just tell all of you that Lainey has been led by, you might say, demand of those who read the book or know about the power of God that's on her. She's doing conferences. What do you call them?
The One He Loves.
The One He Loves.
Yes.
You can go to that website, and you can learn when the next one is. And there's no limit. They'll come preteen, teen, in the young adults. They go all the way up to our age, 60s and 70s and 80 years old. They want to be there because they're in the presence of God. And aren't you amazed, Rhonda, at what you watch happening there? And there you see their lives change because they get in the presence and realize they can all be a child of God. So I want you to check that out. And anything you want to say, I'm going to point all of our viewers. I want you to get the book. And we've got some gifts we want to give you, but I'll tell you something. You are going to, if you will watch one of our staff, Tammy Trent, she's going to show you how you can become the greatest miracle a person could ever imagine. And you will not only give life, but point them to eternal life. Is there anything you want to say to our viewers, either one of you right now, about the importance of sharing God's life, and they can come to your conferences. You can find the dates there. Anything you want to just say to challenge our viewers?
I would just encourage you to receive his love for you. You know, I believe that when you receive his love, when you taste and see that he is good, you can't help but want to tell of how wonderful and how kind he is. So more importantly, first, I would just pray that God would just meet you right there, right where you're at, that he would just come and touch your heart the way that only he can, with this healing touch, with his loving touch, with his kind touch, with his supernatural touch, that you would just feel and know his loving kindness towards you. His word says that he forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our diseases. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. And he satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. So I just pray that over you right now, right where you are, that you would just know that you would receive that love that he has for you. He's so wonderful. He's so good. And he is so kind.
Hard to add to that, isn't it, Rhonda?
I mean,
that's it. That's it. Go to one of those conferences. Now, Jesus said of people who do this, you're my sheep, and you are blessing and ministering to me personally. I want you to, how could you bless and minister to Jesus and know I'm a sheep of the shepherd? Watch.
The most precious thing for these mothers in Burundi are their families, particularly the next generation of children. Tammy Trent spoke to several mothers whose children have died from waterborne diseases. The impact of their stories caused Tammy to reflect upon her own losses.
I lost my husband in a scuba diving accident. He was killed. I lost my grandmother to cancer, and I lost a niece in a bicycle accident. Never once have I ever thought of losing anybody that I love because of the water that they're drinking. These precious children have just led me to their only water source right here in this village. When I think about it, it represents generations. I think about their grandparents that drank from this water. I think about their parents that are drinking from this water. And I think about these little ones that are drinking from this water, fighting for life with every sip that they take. And then I think about the generations to come. How many more will have to live, try to live, off of this only water source here? Many in this village have already died. We've heard the stories. My heart has been broken. And the beautiful thing is, for me, is that I've traveled all over the world with Life Outreach, all over the world, and I have seen a solution. I've been there when water has come up from the ground, from a well that we've drilled. So I know that it works. I know that we could come in here and we could drill them a well that will actually change then the generations to come. I don't know about you, but that's something I want to be a part of, that kind of thing. I want to be a part of bringing life. I want to be a part of bringing hope. I want to be a part of planting seeds for generations to come. And we can do that today. We can do it together by coming in here and drilling them a well.
Do you realize how much they need that miracle of water that we just take for granted? Do you realize that we have water just in a faucet, and yet people are going and buying water that they think might just be a little bit purer and safer? They don't have water in a bottle. They don't have a faucet. The only way they get water that won't disease them, contaminate their life, and kill them, or damage them, is somebody with love gives them a well. And in the areas that we drill, we know the water's there. Normally, they're under 300 feet. That's why we can do it for $4,800. Sometimes you have to go deeper. One time we had to go 5,000 feet. It was a very expensive well, but 500,000 people get water from it every day. And it was drilled because of love, because of a man that said, I want to help my country, and I will give the first 100,000. And then we got the money to do it. My point is, when we come together, we can become a miracle to the village. You can help those people Tammy was talking about. For $4,800, we can give them a well. I know there are not many of you watching who say, I can give a well. You can't. But could you give $48 and give 10 people water for the rest of their lives? Could you give 144 and 30 people water? I mean, just break it down. What can you do to give life? I'm praying that there'll be many people who will drill a well. We have people who tell us it's the greatest joy every year for us. We drill a well. Could you give 1,200 and pray three people join you, or 2,400 and pray one joins you? We got a well. Father, I pray for that. And Lord, I don't want the person who gives $48, or maybe they just give $10, to think that's small, because it's huge. It's a miracle for somebody. So God, help them to become the miracle people have longed for and prayed for, hoped for, in Jesus' name. Would you be that miracle? Would you right now go get a bank card, use it like a check? That's how you should always use it. But go get it, dial that number where people are calling in to have prayer, to be prayed for, to accept Christ. But would you call that number, or would you go online, take that bank card, use it like a check, make the greatest gift you can, because you're giving the greatest gift you could possibly give them. And we'll not only give them life in a well, we're going to tell them about the well of life. Those missionaries, they plant their lives in the midst of that suffering. oftentimes with their children. It's an amazing sight. Your love, his love flowing through you makes that happen. Please, we're going to send you Lanny's book. It will lift you up high out of any pit. It really will. It is a gift from God. And yes, she's a granddaughter. And I'm going to tell you something. God's on her. We want to bless you. Right now, make the gift that God put on your heart. Thank you so much. Thank you for giving life.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Daughter, written by James and Betty's granddaughter, Lainey Renee. This insightful book invites all girls and women to walk in the freedom of their God-given identity and embrace who they really are. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Great is the Lord decorative blanket, featuring the words of Psalm 145:3. This beautiful blanket is perfect for comfort in cold weather and a reminder of your help with Water for Life. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well and request our new bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water, inspired by Jesus' words in Mark 9:41. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, I just believe you provided a miracle of life. I hope you got life today from what you've heard. I promise you, what's in here will lighten your load. It really will. And I've read lots of books. I've had lots of authors, the most famous and the most highly read authors in the planet. This is going to bless you. Touch somebody that God's love, and you just ask, and we have other gifts to send you to. Girls, thank you. Thank you for being beautiful daughters and just beautiful parents, and it's a joy.
Thank you
so much for watching, and thank you for sharing life.
Find Jesus in your hell is so heavenly.
Discovering the joy of dwelling in the presence of Jesus. Johnny Erickson Tada, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.